Before the hostess greets you at Weber's Restaurant in Ann Arbor, you'll hear pianist Tim Knapp playing in the background. On this particular night, he's playing songs from Pink Floyd's The Wall album. As a crowd of about 50 people enjoy their dinner in the dining room, where Tim is tucked away in a visible corner by the entrance, many put their forks and spoons down to listen. It's likely that very few know that by day, this musical artist is a practicing psychologist.
When I work as a psychologist, I'm dealing with people who have oftentimes emotional issues, and it can be very stressful and demanding. And so after I finish doing that in the day, I need some time to unwind and to relax, and playing the piano helps me to do that.
Tim's black A&B Chase grand piano is a jewel you can't miss. But the focus of the audience's attention is not on the piano. It's entirely focused on Tim. He's been playing at Weber's for 19 years now. How he got the gig is like a story out of Hollywood.
I was a room service person at Weber's many, many years ago, and I would sit down whenever the owner was eating and start playing the piano if there was no halls to clean or room service to deliver. And one day he came up and asked me if I wanted to play here as a job, you know, for a living, and I said, yeah.
Even with a flourishing career as a psychologist, the Dexter native continues to play three times a week at the restaurant, but sometimes the two worlds collide.
There are times when I'm playing and I'll get an emergency call about a patient, and I'll have to finish. I can tell by the way that it vibrates that it's coming from a certain source, and so I'll finish the song really fast and kind of give it a... And then I'll go over and I'll talk on the phone.
Tim continues his set with the song, Is There Anybody Out There?, as if it were a musical answer to a patient's question. That causes more heads to turn and look at the man in black suit and tie. At the restaurant bar behind the piano, and the song certainly perks his interest.
I enjoy it very much. Any of the Floyd that he does is just unquestionably the best that I've ever heard.
After speaking with John, I learned he was more than a fan of Tim's performance. He was an audio mixer for Pink Floyd during the 1970s when the band was on tour. I know, what are the odds of that, right? John couldn't help but to compare Tim's performance with the original.
Piano is more defined. And it's, you know, if your ear is trained to sound, it's really more enjoyable for me to hear piano than it is to listen to musicians with guitars and brass and so forth.
Tim's sets usually last 2 hours. During that time, waiters constantly carry food and drinks by the piano. With a smile on her face, Amanda Majors describes her experience listening to Tim's music for 3 years she's worked at Weber's.
I'm learning a lot more about the composition of music. He does this cover of Nine Inch Nails' Hurt song, which Johnny Cash actually covers as well. And hearing it broken down in a piano segment is really great, because you hear a lot more than you do when you're listening to a recording of it.
After nearly 2 decades at Weber's, management has new plans for Tim. In mid-January, he will start taking center stage just a few feet from the dining room. Brian Weber is vice president of the restaurant.
This is different because it's going to be a full performance. He's playing with a bass player and he's playing with a drummer. They're all going to be mic'd, and it's going to be in the Habitat Lounge.
At the end of the day, Tim does not plan to quit his day job as a psychologist, and it appears there is no plan to quit the musical therapy of his evenings either.
I love it. I mean, there's nothing like getting into it when you're playing the song, and it feels good.
Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.